Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, my friends, gather around for another awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. It was a great week for me for music. I am so grateful to Tim Armstrong from Rancid, kicking so much ass. I mean, I was aware that he was kicking so much ass, and I think I said last week, I was like, I'm going to do some more episodes on Tim, and I was thinking I was going to do one more encapsulating a bunch of things, but Transplants alone deserves a proper look and addressing. But I want to say, like, thanks too, because I was checking out Tim Time Bomb, which is a really cool project Tim had, which I didn't know anything about, which is so funny though, because I've been trying to do the same thing for a while, because I write a lot of songs, and I really believe when you get to a certain place in songwriting, it just, you know, comes out of you if you show up and do it. And I wanted to just do like a song every day, and I've never been able to get like a collaborator who was ready to put in the time, because it is a lot of time. But Tim did it with this project called Tim Time Bomb. And I'm only like maybe the first month in, because it's a whole year of a song a day. And it's impressive. I mean, half the stuff I've saved so far. But when I was listening to that, because it's like a single at a time, every time you finish a single, it suggests another band to you. And I got into this awesome band called the Detroit Cobras that I'm definitely going to be doing an episode on soon. Maybe even next week if I haven't gotten through enough of the Tim Armstrong stuff, because they've got at least like four albums that are fucking incredible that I would love to recommend to you. So I'm going to be talking about that next week, maybe next week or the week after, whatever. I'm going to do the Detroit Cobras soon, just because they're like fresh in my mind. But I'm going to be listening to them a little bit more, because I've been super into them. Anyway, the Transplants is awesome. I wanted to give like a little bit of like, you know, the Wikipedia entry kind of version of their history. I mean, like, you know, I don't do a lot of this in on the show, but there's a dude known as Skinhead Rob Astin. He's been in a lot of bands, no bands that you would probably know, but he's like some dude from the scene who started as a roadie for Rancid and other bands, and Tim brought him some beats that he had made, and Rob like wrote some cool raps over it, and they made these songs, and I think these songs are fucking awesome, super inspired. They have so many super melodic elements, things that are very pop, but it's with some really hard stuff. In fact, some of their music has actually been licensed extensively. They have a piece that's used for freaking like laundry detergent and stuff all the time. I'm not sure which song it is. It might be on Tall Cans in the Air, but we'll talk about it a little bit. But yeah, Tim Armstrong together with Rob Astin, who's also doing vocals in the stuff. It's, you know, Tim playing and Rob. Travis Barker on drums, which was a notice for me, because I'm a big Travis Barker fan. He's the drummer from Blink-182, if you don't know. And a guy named Kevin Bavona, who works with Tim Armstrong a lot. Like I said, I'm going to do at least another episode of Tim Armstrong stuff. He has a lot of shit that I'm going to dig into and I'm going to see about. The Tim Time Bomb thing, depending on, I might do a whole episode on that. And some other, Tim's really worth your time. And Rancid in particular is just really inspired and a cool band. They released most recently an album called Take Cover, which is like an EP. It's short. I think it's like 5 or 6 tracks. And some of those are pretty cool. If you're into like the punk scene and the hardcore scene and like some of the bands that they're covering on that record, it's a cool one to check out. If I can pull up the information there, I think I can tell you. There's covers of Minor Threat. There's covers of Violators. There's covers of Beastie Boys' song called Gratitude, which I didn't know that song about the Beastie Boys. Cover of The Flirtations. And a cover of Madness, song from their 1980 album, Absolutely. Anyway, some of those are pretty cool, and I'll talk on those just at the very end of this episode. But they've got 3 albums that they put out in a war zone I hadn't heard before, before this week. But it's got 7 tracks on it that I friggin' love, and maybe 3 albums, and one of them there's only 7 tracks that I friggin' love. But yeah, man, Transplants album 1 and album 2. Are awesome. Haunted Cities, the 2nd record in particular. I mean, like, I love every song on that record, except for one maybe that I wouldn't necessarily recommend as hard as the other ones. And their first album, which I think, you know, maybe has a couple more inspired stuff on it, just because it's you know, it's new and exciting. But still great stuff, all 3 of these albums. So I'm going to start with Haunted Cities, and Haunted Cities, just great. I mean, if you don't like the noisier kind of stuff that's a little rough around the edges, you might struggle with some of these things, but a lot of them are just filled with great little pop melodies. I mean, Not Today is a great one, the opening track. Doesn't it feel good? This is Skinhead Rob. Don't ask me for shit. This stuff just really like straight ahead, but they do have other stuff that's cool. Not today, no chance, no way. You know, I talked about he writes like these great poppy songs, but you know, but they kind of like destroy them. Track number 2, Apocalypse Now, is cool. Track number 3, Gangsters and Thugs, is fun. Sorry, getting some more volume on my phone.
Some of my friends sell drugs.
So, I mean, they really got some super cool vibey stuff on here. The next track, What I Can't Describe, is great. Doomsday is great. California is one of my favorites. I love this song.
Home of the killers. Only one winner. California, home of the killers.
This is Tube from Cypress Hill. Yeah, be real.
I love this tune. That one's just a great one. American Guns is super fun too. I guess I'll play American Guns. Of course, I love so many of their Rip Ron tunes, but they've got other stuff that's cool too.
American Guns, it's American Guns.
I heard somebody call him a punk rock Bob Dylan. I thought that was a really great description of him. You know, punk rock Johnny Cash is kind of a good vibe too. Song after that, Madness, is really great. Hit the Fence is cool. And then there's that song Pay Any Price, which maybe I like less than all the other tracks on the record. It's okay.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I want it all. I love this one. I love this hook. And I think this is one of their ones that's been licensed a bunch. I feel good. Oh, come on. Yeah, baby. Oh, I want it all. I just love his voice and his vibe. For those of you who listen a lot, you know I talk over the music just like so I don't get hit with any copyright strikes and shit. The last track on the record, Crash and Burn's fun as well. Plus, I want you to go listen to this shit. But this awesome, this record's awesome. Start here, transport. All this stuff has like a lot of guest stars. I mean, not all the stuff, but a lot of them had a lot of guest stars. And it's clear they're all having a good time doing it. And I mean, really, that's where magic happens in music, when you're having a good time as a musician, like I'll tell you. And I mean, there's just so many stories when you go look into any number of bands and like the history of certain songs that are big hits and stuff. It's a very consistent story. You'll see, yeah, man, we were just like fucking around. We finished the whole album and then like we were having a good time and we made that and it was the first single. It happens all the time. You know, I really think that's translating into something really wonderful here. The opening record from the Transplants is great. I mean, again, a lot of the songs that I'm not selecting either a little too thrashy for me or just like not quite as good as some of the other stuff. But there's a ton of great ones here. Tall Cans in the Air, number track two. This is their first record now. Get to some of Rob's rapping. I like a lot of his lyrics. Take a look around, baby. Yeah, my whole crew's ugly, but we still got the most game, the most money, the most food, the most honey. It's so funny how you hate my fucking guts, but at the same time love me. From the Lincoln to the gold to the lowrider bike. I always get you hate it, but you know that you like. What you see is what you get. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm chilling, smoking chronic while you're choking us rest. Talking. Man, I love that. I think some of his raps are fucking inspired. I really love that shit. DJ's cool. Track two, Diamonds and Guns is cool. Track four, and then Quick Death I don't care for as much. Sad But True and Way on My Mind are the next two tracks. They're great. I'll play two. I'll play both of those maybe. This is Sad But True. Like I said, they got some shit that's like vibey and chill. I'm just, I like hard ones. Their tunes, their shit's really good. Way on My Mind's pretty cool too. Here, I'll play some of that. It's the track right after it. I've got so many problems. They're way on my mind. How hard he's trying, that's so genuine. I know it's a little croaky, but any problems. I love how like so many of the songs, you know, like I really believe in like a universality and like shit that can appeal to everybody and like that everybody can sing along to, and I feel like everybody can sing that, you know, and it's still beautiful and really worth appreciating, and it's the type of stuff that generally gets looked over by the mainstream but is like, oh my god, so valuable. There's another song called 117 that I'm not as big a fan on. But then there's California Babylon, and We Trusted You. I love California Babylon. Waitress are dressed like nurses in bondage. Brought me a check, said I want you to sign. I like the use of pianos and shit. I just love the vibe of the street, and then the hook's really fun. Here it comes.
Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand.
This is California Babylon, my man.
Don't say that you don't understand.
Don't say that you can't comprehend.
Don't say that you can't understand.
This is California Babylon, my man.
Don't say that you don't understand.
We trusted you, school, too. Only in return. It's a good one. I like that one. It's fun.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
So those are, that encapsulate the first two records. Their second record, 2005's Haunted Cities, I think is the one worth checking out first. But Transplants, the first one, is a good one to check out as well. Especially if you like this kind of stuff. Like if this is like, you're like, oh man, that kind of thing is my jam, and you haven't listened to Transplants, fucking A, they're awesome. Really, really cool. Just such a mix of different interesting things. And their new record is no different. Like I said, there's seven tracks on it. I don't remember exactly all of my favorites of some of these, I'm going to play some of them. I saved track 2, track 3, track 4, track 5, track 6. I was really into all of them. But I'll play that first one first. See It to Believe It. Oh, yeah, I like it. Hold on.
You gotta see it to believe it.
You gotta see it to believe it. You gotta see it to believe it. You gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, so I was in with that one. I was like, all right, I'm in, because the first one was good, but like it was like one of those ones that like I didn't love as much. And I was like, that one though, See It to Believe It, that was fucking awesome. And then the second one was no different. This one's great too. It's called Back to You. They all have such great energy to them.
You gotta watch where you go and watch what you do. Gotta watch what you say and who it's said to. You gotta watch who you cross and watch how you move. It's one day it'll come back to you. One day this'll be over. And I'm gonna be singing the blues.
But that day ain't really good. Their arrangements and shit. Super fun. Fucking great song, right? It's pretty awesome. It's a good one. And then again, you know, I'm like, this is like track 2 and 3. I'm like, yes, yes. And then track 3, Come Around. And then I was like, oh man, 3 in a row. And then track 4 came on, Something's Different. Right? Doesn't say who it is. Something different, man. Something like a dream here. It sounds never heard. It's the insights you've never seen. Ain't really much to live for. Nothing to believe. Where I'm at and where it's at. I'm feeling something like something's different. Very cool. And then I was like, 4 in a row. And then this came on. Go.
don't give a fuck about you or any of them. Yes. Rockin' man. Rockin' man. Tracks 2 through 6 are fucking dope. And then maybe I skipped over Silence and All Over Again and It's a Problem are also awesome. I'll play clips of them too because they were all great. It's all got a great like pop punk vibe, but really just like dirty and thrown away. Their change ups and their transitions, like, and you might not notice if you don't play in bands, but like, it's like bands that are just like sort of like coming together and not having a good time doing it, they won't spend as much time like doing unique things, transitions and things that connect parts and whatnot. And you notice it when there's bands who are having fun with it. I'll play this last song here, It's a Problem, which is right after All Over Again. This is my other favorite song from this record. I think this is really cool. All them motherfucking bottles going in for the kill. Bitch, I tried to straighten arrow. I forgot how it feels. I'm a bona fide fuck up. What I'm saying is real. Too much of anything could never be a good thing, but somehow still, though, it just ain't enough. Too much of anything could never be a good thing, but somehow still, though, it just ain't enough. It's a problem, yo. So anyway, that song's great too. So those are the 7 on there that are like picks of mine. But in general, their stuff's really cool. And again, if you like this kind of material, and in general you've been like, oh yeah, no, I vibe with this, you'll love it all. And you'll probably be somebody who's very into their cover album, Take Cover, which I'm just throwing in as like a bonus to cover the rest of the Transplant stuff. They do a cover of Saturday Night is track 1, which I really like. Baggy Trousers and Nothing But a Heartache, track 3 and 4. And the last one, Won't Be Coming Back. Those would be my recommendations. But there's a whole bunch of Gratitudes by the Beastie Boys. I didn't love that track, but Baggy Trousers was really cool. Here, I'll play that one. In the pub, passing round the ready rug, trying not to think about when last time broke or in the gym. Roll up what we had, but didn't really turn so bad. What we learned in school is how to bend up, break the rule. Over what we had, but at the time it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make a difference to the day. Master said enough today, all the kids have gone away, gone to fight with their toes school. This is fun. I mean, all of them were fun in their own way. This one I really liked. And like I said, the first one, Saturday Night, Nothing But a Heartache, and Won't Be Coming Back, I particularly enjoy. It's a short record here. There's only like 3 tracks I'm skipping over here. But I don't want to focus too much on this because that's like, you know, after you get into them, check out that cover record because it doesn't contain the gems that Haunted Cities does. I mean, look at In a War Zone. I mean, playing it like that back to back, there are some jams on that In a War Zone record. And the first Transplants record is awesome too. So, I mean, that stuff's just killer. It's all killer. You know, Tim Armstrong, I really think, is the linchpin of so much of this stuff. His writing, he's a brilliant
producer clearly on so many levels. And I got to meet him once a long time ago, and he was a wonderful dude. And I'm so glad to see such a wonderful man doing so well. And I'm so excited to go through all of this Tim Time Bomb, a song a day for a year stuff. I'm only like a month in, like I said, and maybe not even a month in. If I counted things up, like maybe in not quite an album, actually, if I'm being honest, I think I'm like 7 or 8 songs in, honestly, or 9 songs in. I'm not sure. Like I said, I got like sidetracked by it would switch to another song every time I would play it. And so there was a couple bands that I checked out. So it went slow. But I love that. I'm going to check that out. And if not that, I'm going to come back with an episode on the Detroit Cobras. They freaking rule. Anyway, if you're a geek like me, you should check out my Geek Culture show that I do every Wednesday and Saturday. Every Saturday, I do something bright and shiny, just a coolest pick, talking about some movie or TV show or something that's amazing. Wednesdays, sometimes I do the same thing. Or I talk about just kind of the latest, my temperature of like the room and geek culture and like entertainment culture in general. And if you like that kind of shit, you should check it out. Otherwise, join me again here every Monday night for another fucking awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I hope I can see you next time. Oh, and if you want to write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. I love you for listening. Thanks so much. Check out some other episodes. And please, like, if you get into any of these bands, write to me and tell me about how you're so glad that I've changed your life by turning you on to whoever it may be. I'm like piling up a lot of bands at this point. So there's got to be some people whose lives I've been able to change simply by connecting them with one of these fabulous artists whose music is worth your time. Anyway, love you all. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
It's about time. Yeah. All right, all right, all right. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. The devil's all around and not the one you want. It is so profound. Let's drink another quart. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. All masters at the mic, she's had the sauce for years. She's got you in her sights, the others disappear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. Disappear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. The devil's all around and not the ones you want. This shit is so profound. Let's drink another quart. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. I like to raise and blaze some chronic for the pain. Light me up like a tree and get me listening. I almost went deaf. I haven't died yet. Burned down my house twice. I haven't lied yet. My master sensei taught me the old ways. I'm here to honor him, but tear a new page. Plenty room at the top. Just clear the roadways, or I'ma crash in. Explore my own ways. You wanna play sports? No, I'm a pro champ. You're gonna backflip, dude. I'm the coach there. You read some books too? Drop me a quote there. I prep for this day. I pay my fair share. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. Shit to do.
can't just walk away from the tried and true. We got mouths to feed and we pay our dues, so we just may die buried in IOUs. But the time has come, yes, it's finally here. Step up to the rope, slip your neck in here. Just close your eyes and you mask your fears. Step right off of the block, straight into the clear. Straight into the clear. Straight into the clear.
Been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.